Good morning again. Today we are talking all about baptism. So I can't help but start with this video.
This morning, we have accepted Christ as his Savior and as his Lord, and he will demonstrate his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by willingly being baptized this morning. He's been waiting on this day a long time. And so, Jordan, upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go, Jordan!
How beautiful that this boy is so joyous to be baptized in Christ, to be baptized into the Christian family, to be known by a watermark. Sometimes we get caught up in the daily happenings of our lives. We forget the joy that can come in being known as a Christ follower. We can find love, joy, and comfort in being a follower of Jesus Christ. In fact, we are using water throughout our worship series as a reminder that we are known and called by the triune God. We'll today begin with the scriptures of the baptism of the Lord. From there, we will remember our own baptismal vows and affirmation of faith. And following the message, we will have a time of prayer. We'll speak some renewing vows, including Wesley's covenant prayer, and partake in Holy Communion. My prayer is that this flows from one to another. Our scripture shares stories of two kinds of baptisms. In the book of Acts, a baptism by John the Baptist, and the other is a baptism of the Lord, as told in the book of Mark. John the Baptizer's ministry was meant to prepare the way of Jesus' ministry. In fact, John baptized in the Jordan River. Well, the Jordan River is on the border that is in between the wilderness and the land of milk and honey. Mark's hearers would have understood the symbolism of the River Jordan. The scripture reminding Jewish hearers of the time spent in the wilderness before coming to the land of milk and honey. The time of lament, change, and eventually new life. John the Baptizer baptized in repentance, the change, the desire to turn toward God that comes before new life. Being baptized in Christ is being born anew. Therefore, John the Baptist was preparing followers for the ministry and discipleship of Jesus. Jesus' baptism is so moving to hear and to imagine. Ted A. Smith describes it this way. In this moment of Jesus' baptism, heaven and earth are transparent to one another. Jesus looks to the heavens in love, and the voice calls out in love. The Spirit, the love between the first and second persons of the Trinity, is manifest, and all creation is caught up in this great love. Karl Barth proposed that God's claiming of Jesus in this story summarizes the essence of the gospel. The astonishing claim that God does not will to remain hidden in the heights of heaven, but descends to the depths of earthly life in order to be seen and heard by us finite creatures. When Jesus' followers were baptized in Christ, they were born anew. They were known, just like Jesus, by a watermark. This remains true in each of us today. The two sacraments in the United Methodist Church are baptism and Holy Communion. For each, a common element is used to become, well, more than common. It is to link us with God through the means of grace. For baptism, we use water, empowered and blessed with the Holy Spirit. Well, how is water used in everyday life? How do we use water in everyday life? We drink it. What else? We bathe. We cook. Yeah, I forgot that one. That wasn't on my list. We wash dishes. We wash dogs. We wash our hands. We water plants. We swim in water. We travel on water. Trade and commerce depends on water. We vacation on water, in or on or next to water. Anything else that I've forgotten or that we have forgotten? Ice fishing. Coffee. How could I forget? We make coffee with water. We get transfixed by watching water. I totally do. Oh my, we shovel water when it turns to snow. Yes, we do. The choir is great to have up front because they have all kinds of comments. But yes, we are also baptized in water. How many of you remember your baptism? I asked the children this, but how many of you remember your baptism? A few do. That's wonderful. That's lovely. I don't remember mine. In fact, this is a side note, sorry. I'm working on my ordination paperwork, and one of the questions I had to write is the date of my baptism. And I guess, I'm sure, because my home church is closed, so the documents aren't as easy to find, and my mom didn't give me a specific date, so I wrote 1973. I hope that's good enough. So what if when you washed dishes or sat by a body of water or any of the things we named today, we remembered our baptism, and maybe not our specific baptism, but the meaning of our baptism. Each time we baptize someone into the Christian family, we renew our vow to our community and to God. When we are baptized in the triune God, which is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we are known by a watermark. With this watermark, we are called to fully participate in the ministries by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. In addition, we are called to love and care for one another. We are set apart with this watermark to share God's love in all we do. We are not set apart because we are more special to God, but because we have responsibilities and purpose in being a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus' baptism was marked with water and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, in which he heard God's voice say, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." We can pray that one day we may hear God's voice say the same to each of us. Beloved, with you I am well pleased. As beloved family of God, today, let us pray, look to our commitment to God and one another this year, and then be replenished for our journey through Holy Communion. Amen.